League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Yo, I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Pour some Taki dust out for Lil Xan.
It was a little dump or something, wasn't it?
Lil Xan.
Well, no. Lil Xan got sick on him.
On Hot Cheetos. On so he said.
Yeah.
I think it's probably lean.
Lil Pump is the one who was with Kanye.
Oh, it's Lil
on
Pump,
Saturday
not
Live.
Lil Dump?
No, it's Lil Pump. Not that I haven't
Lil
heard.
Lil Pump was with Kanye?
They had a song. Yeah, they have a song out. Because Kanye's clout chasing, so he's got a team.
That's all that is.
He's got to team up with the younger guy, because he's not so hot right now.
And guess what? Here's the problem. Kanye's teaming up with a guy who won't be so hot in a couple years. When mumble rap goes out, it's going to be like, that's going to be on your ticket forever. You're going to have that collaboration. Because already the J. Cole's and everyone's going again. I mean, most of the non-mumble rap fans don't like Lil Pump anyway. Anyway, it's a whole separate thing. But by the way,
I think someone should be called Lil Dump.
That's not a great name.
Or Big Dump.
No.
Why not?
It's not a great name. You don't want your name associated with that.
That's not good for your brand.
I mean, when the Cleveland Browns are wearing brown on Thursday, you think
big
that was
dump.
You don't think people were making that joke? And they happen to win, but when they're an all brown against the Jets, people were taking shots at them.
They're having a brown out.
Yeah.
Ooh. You never want to hear about having a brownout.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come to the game and we're going to have a brownout.
A magical brown note.
And then there's the joke about, every Sunday's been a brownout for years.
Yeah. I'm going to my first Browns game Sunday.
Lucky. I went to...
Who are they playing?
Playing the Ravens.
Oh. I went to the first one after 9/11. It was my dad's first pro game. I went there against Seattle. And then the game against... Andy Reid, as a matter of fact, and they lost in overtime to Philadelphia. I went there and saw a Michigan State and Ohio State fan, who were both Cleveland Browns fans, almost start swinging on each other.
Well,
in
good.
The stands.
This is not my. I take that back. It's not my first Browns. I was there on the sideline with the Texans for that. But first game as a fan, going and you're going to enjoy, have a big time, and drink Coors Lights. Do you think the Rockets might regret this on Twitter? They put a picture of Carmelo Anthony and CP3, both in hoodies, walking down a hallway. Like, there you go. And the Rockets put out retweet for Melo, like for CP3.
Oh, that's not a
smart
move.
Seems like a bad idea. No matter who wins that one, we know who's going to win it.
So what do you think you think CP3 is going to win this?
Unless there's a friendly little thing going on between them and... where Carmelo said, I haven't even played a game and I'm more popular than you here. Mm. I promise you that. Mellow hoodies is unbeatable.
Well,
and CP3 goes, man, FOH.
That's fine if it was actually close, like it was like within, I don't know, 1,000.
Oh my God, what a beating this
is.
Well,
it was 5-1.
Yeah.
5,100 to 965.
I bet it's worse now.
I bet it's way worse now.
Click it. You can click it and see what the update is.
They haven't taken it down yet?
I don't know that. I don't even know that. That's just Rockets being more self-aware.
Since you fired the guy who, you know, murdered the Mavericks horse after that series was over, things have taken a downturn with their social media.
Yeah, right. They don't have much awareness.
Murdered the horse.
They put a gun to the horse.
Do you think, okay, so now that Les is gone, do you think that it would have been different under Tillman?
Would that guy have kept his job?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Tillman is, Raheel can answer because he worked for Tillman in the social media department. But I think Tillman is very social media conscious.
No, I think so, too. I can't remember. Was there a massive outrage at the time about the Maverick, the horse?
Not from Rockets
and
fans.
The gun. Right. But nationally, was it enough that this guy was going to be fired regardless? I don't recall that being the case. But I might be wrong. Maybe I'm
It was a national story.
Yeah, it was a national story.
Because I think maybe because he got fired.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if it was a national story because he got fired. I know it became a national story because he got fired. I'm trying to remember if it was a national story beforehand.
Okay, I think the Rockets took it down because I'm going through all of their tweets and I can't find it. So I'm pretty sure the best move would be to take it down.
What's probably next? The Texans are going to have Bill O'Brien and Deshaun having a conversation on the field, and then you go, for Bill O'Brien, retweet for Deshaun. How do you think that one's going to go?
It'll go like 27,000 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the four is that superintendent that got fired. He's like, I'm still going to go O'Brien.
He still has the internet? You don't think they took that away from him,
I would have taken it away from myself probably if I were him.
They do have a cartoon of Chris Palmello and James Harden on a banana boat, but I don't know why. I don't know because James Harden's not part of that. James was busy in some booty bar.
Do you know some people in people in NBA circles, media wise, that are, you know, the smart ones, the Adrian Wojnarowskis, and there's Sam Amico, and there's some other ones. They believe there is a very that the Rockets are really, really in the mix for Jimmy Butler. I mean, really in the mix. And I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, I've heard Eric Gordon. I just can't imagine that Eric Gordon and even a first-round pick, a late first, is going to be enough. Like, why would you do that if you're Minnesota? That's not enough.
Yeah, Eric Gordon's not young.
And he's injury-prone.
Like, and the Rockets' first-round pick won't be a good one. Apparently, Minnesota is difficult to deal with under normal circumstances. Now that Tibbs is, like, he's actually not going along with what the owner wants, they're even far more difficult. So they ask for a lot, and they're asking for a lot now. Because if that rumor is true, that they wanted Ben Simmons, how the hell are the Rockets going to match anything they actually want? Everything Minnesota want, the Rockets would deem untradeable if that Ben Simmons rumor is true. I think Tibbs said, hey, man, I'm not trading Jimmy. Y'all can fire me. I'm not trading him. Because apparently he's acting in a way that is completely different from what his owner wants him to do. And no one knows who to actually deal with, the owner or the GM or the coach. It's a mess.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know that we've seen this many storylines of guys, the Earl Thomas and Le'Veon Bell and now Jimmy Butler. And I don't know that
we've seen in basketball more often when guys, because Kyrie,
Kyrie apologized.
He didn't understand the effect his comments
had. He didn't apologize for saying that the earth was flat. He apologized for starting
Dale, can you get the audio? Hoopla. We've got to hear that. Kyrie went to Duke, strikes me as an intelligent guy, bought into conspiracy theories, actively told you, you know how all of us go in those rabbit holes? And I mean, I didn't have the internet when I was in college, right about where he is now. It's when I started I guess, started reading the internet, but we didn't have YouTube and YouTube comments and conspiracy theories. It was a much nicer time. You went to ESPN's chat room and made friends like, hey, guys, it's me. You guys want to talk some college football or some college basketball? Great, guys. And no one was calling each other dickweeds, and no one was saying things like that, which, by the way, I got called that yesterday. So I'm, yeah, on our number one show, Fred called me a D-weed, and so now I believe that
why
it is.
Why do you call you a D-weed?
Well, here's why. Because
I don't think we bring that to the show.
We bring the same energy.
We don't say that.
We bring that same
keep
energy.
Keep that same energy.
So why did you apologize?
Keep that same energy, Fred.
Why was I called that?
Yeah.
Okay. Fred goes, so Fred was doing a commercial for a restaurant or wherever they were doing the live remote. And he goes, the shrimp tacos or shrimp quesadillas, something like that, are great here. The shrimp is great here. And I'm a bit of a shrimp snob since I'm from the Gulf Coast. I'm a bit of a shrimp snob because I know what fresh out of the water shrimp is supposed to taste like. And this is really, really good. Even a lot of times in Houston, you get 2-day-old shrimp and it doesn't taste that good. But this place is really, really great. Let's go to our good buddy, Lance Erline. I was in studio here doing the show. They were on remote. I said, you're not from the Gulf Coast, Fred. You're from Canada. Because he's always talking about Canada. He wants to live there. His girlfriend is from there. I was just breaking balls. And AJ starts laughing. And Fred goes, I'm from the Gulf Coast, dickweed. I want to retire in Canada. And so I got called a D-weed on our show.
On your number one rated show.
On our number one rated show.
Do you now think that you latching onto that show like a barnacle was a bad idea?
No.
Because
we keep that same energy,
Does
Del.
Fred call AJ a D-weed?
I don't know.
Does he call Jong a D-weed?
Okay.
So do you really think you're part of that show? Every segment? Do you think you're actually a part of the show when Fred can call you that? Because
he
reserves that for
Jong
listeners.
That. I feel like he's probably called Jong that because Jong can't choke him.
He reserves AJ that for listeners him. Who he doesn't appreciate at
That's
the moment.
Not true.
And now he called
That's
you
not
one.
At all
I don't
true.
Think you're really part of that show.
I'm a writer. I work for Sportsmap. A lot of reads on the last
article. I don't know about that.
Article, so.
Is it work when you don't actually get paid for it?
Yeah. Yes, you can work without getting paid for it.
Aren't you volunteering?
I'm sorry.
So, you're a volunteer.
College football. You're Miami Hurricanes.
I didn't say
fall into that.
I didn't. Yeah, I know that.
Ask Malik Rozier. He doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah.
No. It's even worse for him. He has to practice.
Ask, is it work if you don't get paid for it, though?
That's what I said.
I think this country has a long history of that.
That's not work. That's called okay. slavery.
813 ESPN 97.5.
See, way to keep that same energy, Del.
I keep the same energy.
Hey, I like that you're not keeping in there. You see what I'm repping? I'm keeping my energy because I noticed how you didn't talk about Everton beating Fulham.
I don't
3-0.
Ever talk about Fulham unless someone asks about it.
There's a reason why you're relegated forever. That's why you can't talk about
it's
it.
It's nice that you talk about Everton when you have all these hopes of reaching your goals and you never reach them.
Hey, toffee time.
Hey, let's 3-0. Keep it here in America, okay?
Well, he brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
All right, land of the free, home of the brave.
Are you going to get relegated again?
The same America who could not...
Doesn't pay people?
That America or the one who can't compete in golf?
Oh. Both. Both, okay?
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than getting off to good... That's you know what the Ryder Cup was? 2013 Texans. Hey, 2-0. It took a little work at the end of the games, but 2-0 against the Chargers and the Titans as the Texans continue to roll on the heels of 2011-2012. And then the Ryder Cup was 2013, where they lost 14 in a row.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was.
Well, they lost 8 straight. They lost 8 straight matches after that. But let's talk right now about winning. Let's talk right now about Rich Drake, who's a winner. Rich Drake has got he's got a plan in place to dominate the world with renting out your home. That's right. And people, I went to they have a forum every month, and you can go and you can learn about how to increase your wealth, how to build your wealth, and how to do it through buying with your buying power. Your buying power can make you sit back, watch Renter's Warehouse do all of the work while you just collect. You just collect checks. That's right. If you are somebody that has the buying power to be able to get the houses, when you start with just $99 a month at Renter's Warehouse, or if you have multiple properties, you can get it down to $80 a month. It's unbelievable how much money that you can make off this. People are retiring and just letting Renter's Warehouse do all the work.
Yeah, especially if, you know, you may take the money you're making. Maybe you have a house or maybe two. You get left one, you know, by a relative, an in-law, I mean, a grandparent, something like that, your parent. And you end up renting your property and the other one that's out there. Maybe they're both free and clear. You're not making payments on it. That's wealth building is what that is. You're starting to pay yourself. Your houses are now paying you. You paid into your house for so long. Let your house pay you. And that's how it works with Renter's Warehouse. They can market your property, find you renters, do the background checks, collect the rent for you. If anything happens with the home, they are the ones who go out there and take care of the home for you. I mean, it's hassle-free for you. It's just $99 a month in most cases. Go to renterswarehouse.com. Find out what your house will rent for today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Everybody's been there like, yo, what's going on with our world? You know, like you click a YouTube click and it goes like how deep the rabbit hole goes. It's like, yo, you start telling all your friends like, yo, did you see that? Did you watch this video? I'm telling you. And it was, you know, at the time, it was like, you're like innocent in it, but you realize the effect of the power of voice. And even if you believe in that, it's like, well, don't come out and say that stuff. That's for intimate conversations, because perception, how you're received, it just changes. Like, no, I'm actually a smart-ass individual. Like, no, it's just because, so it's not like, that's why I'm not saying that. So it was like, at the time, just didn't realize the effect. And right. I was definitely at that time, like, I'm a big conspiracy theorist. You can't tell me anything.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sorry about all that, you know, for all the science teachers, everybody coming up to me like, you know, I got to reteach my whole curriculum. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You have a large influence.
There's an admission. He believed in it. He just said, yeah, when I settle that stuff, I think what he's basically saying was,
did he
really
say that?
Oh, yeah. He said, no matter what you believe, he goes, yeah, he mentions it at the time he believed. He doesn't believe it now, but at the time, he did believe it. That's what I took from it, Dell. I don't know if I'll let you be the voice. I think he believed what he said.
I didn't get that from that.
I think he just said, hey,
no matter what you believe.
I didn't realize.
He said it's for intimate conversations.
The power
with
of
friends.
My influence, so I'm just going to keep
he said,
that stuff quiet.
That's one that you have for your intimate discussion with your friends. That's one where he wishes he would have just told his friends, you know, this. You got to see this stuff and check this out for yourself.
Mike Golic Jr. made a good point. He goes, you know, he was only there for a year, and a lot of college is sitting around and saying stupid stuff, and your buddies all go, hey, dumbass, that's not the case. And when you're only around college for so long, you don't get all of your dumb, stupid stuff out. And maybe you actually say it out loud where everybody can hear you, or more than just your buddies can go, that's stupid. Stop saying
but
that.
It also tells you about the power of like these YouTube videos and some of this. Like Alex Jones gets people on this InfoWars stuff all the time. You have people who become such conspiracy theorists, and these videos are produced specifically to get you, you know, to pull you in. And Kyrie saying that, I mean, God, hopefully kids did. I remember my kids saying it, and I just remember Mason, he's 12 now. He goes, why does Kyrie think that the earth is flat? Was he homeschooled or did he? No. I said, it was regular school. He even went to Duke. I'm not sure why he believes that. Probably the internet. And sure enough, it was just YouTube rabbit holes. I end up on different things than. Although I will say, one time I got into YouTube rabbit hole on because I wanted to see what those freak shows are going to talk about with the Illuminati. And there's a whole Illuminati video thing where they say, and I know Dell will have seen this too. I can't imagine you play golf. You don't just go down rabbit holes of bad YouTube, John. So you actually do real things. I got into a shapeshifter Dell, have you ever been on any shape-shifting videos on YouTube where they claim, like, you, if you flash it, if you pause it right here, you can see her change into a lizard. Here's, and they've got one for Beyonce. They've got one for some news lady. And, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, the internet, we are really going to be in a lot of trouble moving forward. And I was right. We are in a lot of trouble.
Yep. You got the Gundy thing? So last week, Mike Gundy.
Who is a charming man who I'd love to have at a dinner party.
No, not really. He was a D-bag. So Jalen McCleskey leaves the program. And it was Wednesday. And the all the media is outside waiting after practice on Wednesday for the players to leave the locker room so that they can ask him. And they wanted to ask what their feelings about Jalen McCleskey leaving the program after four games and moving on. And Mike Gundy told his SID, tell them if any of them ask any of the players about Jalen McCleskey leaving the program, then no one will have access to any players the rest of the year, which is about as D-bag a move as you can possibly get. You know what you tell your team at the end of practice? Guys, Jalen McCleskey is gone. You just say, let's move on. The media is going to ask you about it. And you just say, oh, you know what? We want to talk about the guys here. That's it. Instead, he's threatening the media, which then the student newspaper goes back to the professors and say, this is what Mike Gundy, we didn't ask the players because we didn't want to lose all access to all the media here. And the professor went on Twitter and told the story about what Gundy. Oh, by the way, the SID also said, and if Gundy becomes this story, then again, nobody will have access to any of the players. So Gundy is putting a gun to the whole media's head. Well, that happened last week. Then they go to Kansas and win a football game. And Mike Gundy has his media teleconference where the media gets on and asks him questions. Well, it was hacked. It was hacked yesterday. And here is the media teleconference from yesterday.
Mike Gundy, if you have a question, press star one.
Your first question is from Brett Kirkenbach, beatthe12.com.
Hi, Mike. Congratulations on the victory. I thought you brought up a really interesting point after the game on Saturday. You said people focusing on the wrong things is what's kind of driving this country into the ground. What other aspects of people doing their jobs do you have a problem with?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Wait, more.
Oh, no, I'm already nervous.
Yes. Oh, it gets worse.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
It gets worse.
I got Larry David.
It is. Question is David from Brent. Rich Mitchum, CFB Daily.
Rich Mitchum.
Hey, Coach, great win on Saturday in Lawrence. Really impressive performance offensively, and I think even more specifically through the air. Especially impressive considering you did it all without Jalen McCleskey. Can you give a quick update on his status moving forward?
No.
Jalen McCleskey is transferring. I thought everybody knew that.
Okay. Oh, we got one more. It's hard.
The next question is from Trey Anastasio, Stillwater Tribune.
Hey, Mike, good morning to you, man.
Morning.
I know it's been kind of a frustrating 7 days or so, which I don't really think is right because y'all played a heck of a game on Saturday. Seems like a lot of these reporters don't have any respect for your unwarranted petulance, and I, for one, can't believe they'd have the nerve to do their jobs and not kowtow to your empty threats. I guess what I'm really saying is, it's 2018, do we really even need freedom of press anymore?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm not sure what you're asking.
your unwarranted petulance. Okay.
Do we even really need freedom of press? Clearly not. Bully coaches rule.
I don't know how. How do you hack that thing?
You just get
the conference call.
However, they got the number. Well, yeah, but just dial in.
But somebody from the media didn't get it.
Well, here's how: somebody from a media, some media member, at some small little place in Oklahoma, newspapers, passed it on to his buddies and said, here you go, boys.
Yeah.
For his fraternity brothers and said, here's what you do. You just record your name. You say where you're from. Just go find it in the newspaper. Yeah,
the Stillwater Tribune. There's no Stillwater Tribune.
Rich Mitchmond.
Yeah.
Which is just a Mitch Richmond clone. Is all
the first one, I think, was not appropriate for radio, but I think it got right past. I think there was some innuendo, the first person's name.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't think it was, and that's why I think we slipped it through. But Gundy deserves it. A D-bag move, dude.
You know, and to be fair, for anyone who's asking, who will call us on this, like, oh, really? Kind of like Jimbo today because you guys didn't ask about the face mask thing? No, I don't think Jimbo wanted to. Jimbo has addressed it.
Jimbo actually addressed
it, not to us.
Right.
Not to us. We did not ask it because we were already told Jimbo answered it. So, in fairness, we probably need to play his answer about the face mask from his press conference here in a little bit. Because I think that's fair for. I think it's fair for people to ask about that. Everyone was talking about it on TV shows, and it was a big, big topic.
Yeah, Jesse Palmer, talked about how
this morning,
you know, how inappropriate it was, and it's going to hurt his recruiting. The only question I would have: why is America such a bunch of wussies? Only I would use a different word. Why is America such a coach grabbed a face mask in 2018 and he should probably be shot. He should no longer have a job in America and probably actually should be shot.
No one said he should be shot.
A little much.
Well,
shooting a coach.
It seems to me that we're all a bunch of wuss. Just because a kid was acting out of control, hurting his football team, and you grabbed his face mask, we have to be a bunch of bitches.
I don't think Jesse Palmer said he should get shot. In fact, Jesse Palmer took the approach that F everything else. It's win, 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 win. Hey, Jimbo, I don't really care that you did it. I just don't. If you don't want to hurt your recruiting, don't do it. Jesse Palmer was like, look, I'm not going to get into the moral aspect if you grabbing a kid's face mask. I just think it might hurt you on the recruiting front. And that's what it's all about.
It shouldn't happen. He said a coach shouldn't touch. Yeah, no. He said, you know, and whatever. Listen, I have absolutely no issue with it.
Well,
and the kid has no issue with it. But everybody else in America, because their feelings have to be hurt, because their pee-pees are hurt, because a coach touched a kid's face mask when the kid was out of control, hurting his football team in a fight on the field.
He didn't touch his face mask. He yanked it around pretty violently. He was pretty aggressive
with it. It's a penalty on the field, but not when your coach does it. Right?
Right. Not when your coach does it. No.
It shouldn't be.
You want to call a penalty?
It's called unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, it's unnecessary roughness on the field in a 50-yard penalty.
No, it's a face mask.
It's a personal foul penalty. It's a personal foul penalty, and they penalize it like unnecessary roughness. But when your coach does it,
that's right.
It's legal.
It's not only legal, it's a teaching moment.
It's unsportsmanlike conduct.
But in 2018, we're such a bunch of wussies.
I think Jimbo should.
It hurts everybody.
You know what Jimbo should. You know what Jimbo should have done.
Nothing's going to happen. I mean,
Jimbo, no, nothing's going to happen. But after, you should have.
You know what Jimbo should have done. He should have had Jim Turner block him high, and then he could have chop blocked him, and that could have been. Hey, keep doing things that aren't allowed in the field, but are allowed in the sidelines.
You can't. Is that allowed?
Jimbo,
are you allowed to go high low on your
Jim
own?
Jim Turner could get him high, and Jimbo could
while
get him
he's
low.
Engaged?
Yeah,
that's a 15-yarder, Dell.
But not on the sideline.
Not by a coach.
All right, let me ask you this:
all right.
Is targeting the head legal? Is a targeting penalty legal on the sideline? I still say you will get arrested for that on the sideline.
That probably not.
I think it's a 15-yard penalty on the. Okay, how about this, Dell? It's a 15-yarder, and you get ejected from the game. In football, in the game of life, you're arrested. So it's actually even worse on the sideline than it is in the game.
I don't think if you headbutt it. Yeah, I guess a headbutt gets you arrested, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw Matt Rhule headbutting his player coming off the field. Did you see that?
Because he was happy? No, that's just dumb.
It was a Baylor game. Nobody saw it.
That's just dumb.
Matt Rhule grabs him by the face and headbutts him a couple of times.
Like because he was happy?
No. He was like, you're an idiot, and headbutted him a couple of times.
You're an idiot, but I've got a helmet on. You're headbutting me?
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. All right. He was targeting. Time for you to save people money.
Let me tell you about Bill Advisor. So I told you about the how you can get your bills, your energy, satellite cable, all that stuff, taking care of those monthly bills. The one that's really making a big difference right now, and when you get all these done together, there's a decent chance you'll save $3,000 to $4,000. I know it sounds crazy, but it's really not. There's a lot of people who are paying outrageous amounts of money for their homeowners and car insurance. Let Bill Advisor go in and take a look at your insurance situation. There's a very, very good chance that they can save you money on homeowners and insurance, and I'm almost positive they're going to save you on car insurance as well. Here's the big difference. The savings that they've gotten on homeowners insurance now has jumped through the roof in many cases. My savings were $700. Now, my car insurance was only $150. I say only $150. It's just I've gotten used to such substantial savings that I don't, you know, it's hard for me to even think about what I only saved $150. Oh, that $150 pays for the whole year. It's $12.99 per month. Per month to use their service, and their average savings are well over $900 now. Go save money on your homeowners and car insurance today by texting money to 232323. You will get an automated system will text you back, and within seconds you will have a homeowner's quote that is going to be good for you, and you can find out just how much they can save you. Text money to 232323 or billadvisor.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Did you watch any of the baseball yesterday, Del?
I watched a little of the first one, and I watched more of the Dodgers. I had a rooting interest in that one. Yay, Dodgers.
Good baseball. Cubs hosting the Rockies today. I will say this. The Brewers could well come out of the National League. Dude, Josh Hader is filthy. Did you watch that?
Fastest pitches of the season in the eighth inning. Of the season. Fastest were in the eighth.
I'm telling you, Daniel Murphy was so overmatched. It was embarrassing, the swings that he took. It was like over his head, and he kind of just went, oh, my God. No, dude is a player. He is. And now, Del, what's the thing about Josh Hader that will always the first thing you think of when you think of Josh
that
Hader?
That his last name is Hader. And he's a hater.
No. I mean, I get that you are a successful and really talented pitcher, but like 7 or 8 years ago, you tweeted out some really dumb and racist things, so you're always going to be that guy.
That's what you're going to be. Forever.
Sorry.
Whatever you think.
What you did in high school is going to follow you around.
Okay, you guys agree
it's
with this?
Not always the
I'm going to call him Josh Kavanaugh from now on.
It's not Whoa, always.
Oh, no, he's not.
It's not
no,
always
high
the
school
case.
Stuff following you. Well, he did in college too, allegedly, but just
Why,
stuff
just
in your past.
Why, just because the dude just got drunk?
And then may
threw
have,
up on himself, like,
and then like may have put his penis in a woman's face.
No, oh. No, he was virgin. He was virgin.
All I'm saying is the point was not to impugn Judge Kavanaugh. It's to say, no matter what you do, if you become famous, it'll come back.
See, here's
that's
why.
That's the truth.
That's true.
That's true.
But did you see this?
That's for those kids.
Barry Laminack, who's a comedian also, beside hosting Usual Suspects, he made this point, which is a pretty good point. So I saw Louis C.K., comedian who we've had here on the show before. Louis C.K. had a surprise. This is, I think, his second, maybe third pop-up where he'll do a pop-up stand-up set at the Comedy Cellar in New York, which is probably the best venue for comedy right now going today in terms of the talent that come through there. He did a pop-up set, and people got up. Some of the people got up and walked out, and that was one of the big stories. Okay, that's fine. But you know what's weird? If any one of those people got up and walked out, but still have Michael Jackson on their iTunes.
Right.
You gotta ask yourself, like, what the hell? Michael Jackson is this weird unicorn, basically, that simply doesn't exist, where he did things and had to pay millions and millions for multiple lawsuits about inappropriate behavior with children. In prison, these guys get beaten often to death, stabbed, and But Michael Jackson, for whatever reason, is given almost complete immunity against all the stuff that he's purported to have done.
Louis C.K. ain't the king of pop, Lance.
I know, king of pop.
Apparently.
The same people. I will not listen to a man who whacked it into a plant. Yeah, I can say that, Dell.
I don't know if you can.
I can say that. Can I, John?
I don't know if you can say that, though.
Can I? After a lot of the stuff John has said, I can definitely say that.
What did John say?
He says stuff all the time. Well, you know that.
Did Larry almost have a straight?
Don't do it.
But he was missing the jack, right?
Say goodbye to Sports Map.
Bye, Sports Map. It's best that you leave.
Or come back. Who knows?
Now, it's okay to do things into plants. I mean, that's not okay, I should say. But then
millions
of dollars to avoid civil suits for inappropriate behavior with children. And we're like...
I don't get it either.
It's good. And look, I love Michael Jackson's music.
The music.
Because when I was younger and... Off the Wall is my favorite.
So you appreciate his behavior with young children.
I don't. And I have a bunch of young children.
Do you?
I'm wondering why.
Do you listen to his
music?
I think the thing is, you don't have to.
What do you do? You moonwalk as soon as you hear Michael Jackson.
I do.
Or grab his crotch.
And every child. This is the weird. This is the weird Pied Piper I bet you Raheel could say this. If he put Michael Jackson music on with Baby Trickster, she'd be down with Michael Jackson.
She'd dance.
She would.
She respects women's rights.
No, she doesn't respect women's rights.
Shut up. She
doesn't even know what
immediately
that.
If she had Thriller or Billie Jean.
You just start dancing.
My kids love all those songs.
It's not a visual thing. Is it because it's not a visual thing? You don't have to look at him to enjoy the music. I feel like stand-up comedy and sketch stuff. You have to look at this guy and it pops in your head. Oh, yeah, you did that. You don't have to look at Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think Michael Jackson had some messed up stuff going on with Joe Jackson.
Well, yeah.
His dad was a card-carrying bad dude.
Yeah. All right, let's catch up. Raheel's going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah.
People need more testosterone.
Well, we see you, Mark. We'll get to you here in just a second, but I also want to tell you that I'll get to you right now if you have lower testosterone, and many of you are not going to know it. You know, it's over 30%, 33% of the men out there, 1 in 3, who are age 40 or over, suffer from lower testosterone. And it happens naturally. You produce testosterone naturally. There are some things that can cause your testosterone level to drop down, and you can talk to the people over at Men's T Clinic to find out what that is. But for some people, it's really not going to be your fault. Your testosterone level is going to drop down, and when that happens, you're not going to have the same energy level that you once had when it comes to just your everyday life, just getting through your day, getting through your workout, getting through your weekend. If you're exhausted on a weekend and you can't live a little bit, then what good is the quality of your life? If everything is just about working and grinding through and getting to the weekend and just trying to rest, you got to go live life a little bit. Get your body type back to where it was. Lean muscle mass improves when your testosterone levels are where they're supposed to be. That's why you could, you know, you saw that difference when you were in your 20s and 30s. Get back to being the real you. Go to Men's T Clinic. MensTClinic.com is the website. There's 4 locations in the Houston area. Find the one that's nearest to you and go get it tested. You will find out within minutes whether or not you are low in testosterone and can be helped out. And if you can't, hey, then so be it. Move on in your next solution. But I can tell you this, don't go another day without making sure that your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be at MensTClinic.com.
Cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.